Ephesians. Chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you, and peace, from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Accordingly as he has chosen us in himself before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestined us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. To the praise of the glory of his grace, in which he has made us accepted in the Beloved. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. In which he has multiplied towards us in all wisdom and prudence. Having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he has purposed in himself. That at the proper time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, and which are on earth. Even in him. In whom we also have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to his purpose who works all things after the counsel of his own will. That we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In whom you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Which is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of his glory. Therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. That you may know what the hope of his calling is, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance is in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Which he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Far above all principality, and power, and might, and dominion, rule, kingdom. And every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Which is his body, his fullness that fills all in all. Ephesians chapter 2. And you he has made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. In which in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Satan. The spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And were by nature the children of wrath, anger, judgment, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, has made us alive together with Christ, by grace you are saved. And has raised us up together, and caused us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. Because by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Because we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Therefore remember, that you being in time past Gentiles, non-Jews, in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, non-Jews. By those who are called the circumcision, Jews. In the flesh made by hands. That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus you who sometimes were far off are made near by the blood of Christ. Because he is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Having abolished in his flesh the hostility, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, laws, rules, in order to make in himself of two one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both to God in one body having killed the hostility by the cross, and came and preached peace to you who were afar off, and to those who were near, because through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. in whom all the building fitly framed together grows to a holy temple in the Lord. In whom you also are built together for a house temple of God through the Spirit.
Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, non-Jews. If you have heard of the fullness of the grace of God which is given to me towards you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I wrote before in few words, by which, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles, non-Jews, should be fellow heirs, and of the same body, and share in his promise in Christ by the gospel, of which I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power. To me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles, non-Jews, the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to cause all men to see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hidden in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. So that now by the church the manifold, indescribable wisdom of God might be known to the principalities and powers in heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by his faith. Therefore I desire that you not faint at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may live in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the width, and length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Let it be.
Ephesians chapter 4. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, urge you that you walk worthy of the vocation, life's work, career, in which you are called, with all lowliness and humility, with patience, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But to every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Therefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts to men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the same also who ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some, apostles, and some, prophets, and some, evangelists, and some, pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the encouragement of the body of Christ, until we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect, spiritually mature man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we from now on may no more be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of teaching, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, with which they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and benefits from that which each joint supplies, as every part works effectively together, increases the upbuilding of the body itself in love. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you from now on walk not as other Gentiles, non-Jews, walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to passions of lust, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if it is that you have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, who is created after God in righteousness and true holiness. Therefore, putting away lying, let every man speak truth with his neighbor, because we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down upon your wrath, anger. Neither give place for the devil. Let him who stole steal no more. But rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him who has need. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of encouragement, that it may minister grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by which you are sealed to the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, and wrath, anger, judgment, and anger, and arguing, and evil speaking, be put away from you, with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Ephesians chapter 5. Therefore you be followers of God, as dear children. And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication, sex outside of marriage, and all uncleanness, or covetousness, greed, lusting after things that belong to others, let it not be once named among you, as becomes saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor joking, which are not appropriate, but rather giving of thanks. Because you know this, that no one who chases after prostitutes, nor unclean person, nor covetous greedy man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Because it is because of these things the wrath, anger, judgment of God comes upon the children of disobedience. Therefore do not be participants with them. Because you were sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the Lord, walk as children of light. Because the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Because it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are reproved are revealed by the light, because whatever reveals is light. Therefore he said, "Awake you who sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. See to it that you walk discreetly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things to God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands, as to the Lord. Because the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot, or wrinkle, or any such thing. But that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. Because no man ever yet hated his own body, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord does the church, because we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother, and shall be joined to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she respects her husband. Ephesians chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, because this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And, you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, anger, but bring them up in the nurture and knowledge of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as to Christ. Not just to be seen, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will doing service, as to the Lord, and not to men. Knowing that whatever good thing any man does, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he is slave or free. And, you masters, do the same things to them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. neither is there respect of persons with him. Finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord, and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore take to yourself the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, putting on the belt of truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and requests in the Spirit, and watching for this purpose with all perseverance and requests for all saints. And for me, that words may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly, to make known the mystery of the gospel. For which I am an ambassador in bonds, that in them I may speak boldly, as I ought to speak. But that you also may know my affairs, and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things. Whom I have sent to you for the same purpose, that you might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brothers, and love with faith, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Let it be.